Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Brad Pierbold, and many of you will guess what we're talking about. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning and happy 4th of July.
It is the big day, lots of things going on, and of course we want to visit with you about one of the big events in Atlantic, fireworks tonight. That's going to go on and it's going to be exciting.
That's right. We've got a great show, as we do, and it gets better every year. So we're going to shoot those off at the airport tonight at dusk.
Yeah, you kind of have to go with where the sun goes down and what's happening there. But, you know, there's so many other things going on at the airport that people can just be there. I don't know. People bring their picnic suppers with them?
Oh, yeah, they sure do. You know, we open up the airport for parking at 6 o'clock, and we have a DJ playing music. We have bounce houses for the kids so they can come out and play, and that's free of charge. And then the Kiwanis are out there with their food food trailer. So they sell concessions, so you can get a meal or a soda, whatever you'd like, or you can bring your own. So it's a good community event, and a lot of families come out and enjoy a couple hours of family time before the fireworks get started.
Probably bring their folding chairs, those chairs carry around, and put those out. Or if you want to be old-fashioned, I guess a blanket works.
That's right. You know, we've got a nice grassed field to sit in, and the kids can run around, and we try to park people in pretty straight lines so we can get in and out pretty easily. And really, you know, people are worried about the traffic, but we get everyone in and out really quickly, and within a half an hour after the fireworks are done, everyone's out. So as long as you're patient and wait your turn, you know, we do our best to get you out of there as fast as possible.
Well, you know, you're talking about getting out of there in a hurry. You know, where are we going? Maybe they're going to another party. I'm not sure. But, you know, this is sort of vacation time. Take your time. Slow down a little bit. And you mentioned the space for the kids to run around. This is one time you don't have to tell the kids to be quiet.
That's right. You know, during the fireworks, they can be hooping, hollering, and screaming. And it's great. We have patriotic music playing during the fireworks, and then just some good family music playing before the event. So it's just a great time to let the kids out, and they can be kids.
Yeah, bet. Now, Brad, you're a vice president in JC's, and I don't know that we've mentioned that JC's is the one who sponsored this. But, of course, the big event is tonight, but the planning has been going on for a long time.
That's right. You know, we really work all year long to provide the funds for the fireworks. So we have, you know, several fundraising events throughout the year. And, you know, you guys do a great job of letting us tell the community about those. And, you know, we do a lot of different things. We had our flight breakfast this morning and had some great planes come in. We had some World War II planes flying, and a lot of people probably saw those flying over town this morning. So we had a great turnout, and, you know, we always get hundreds and hundreds of people out for our flight breakfast at the airport in the 4th of July morning.
Well, so far the weather's cooperated. They say there might be a little shower this afternoon, but if it's like yesterday, it'll be fine. The evening will be wonderful. But I'm thinking you might still want to bring the mosquito spray along.
That's right. You know, the mosquitoes have been out, and it is getting a little chilly in these evenings, so you might just throw in a jacket. But, you know, the forecast is good. There's not a forecast for a lot of clouds, so there might be a kind of a late start because we have to wait for it to get dark. And on those non-cloudy days, it takes a while after even sunset, which I think is forecasted for 9, but it could be another hour or so before we actually get to shoot the fireworks.
But then they'll be beautiful. That nice clear sky will provide a beautiful background. Let's go back a little bit to you know, how you organize all this. You've mentioned that you have to have some fundraisers and people have cooperated with that, but what else do you have to do to get ready to put on these fireworks?
Well, we work with a great company called Viking Pyrotechnics, and they provide our fireworks, but it's kind of interesting. We can't, as a private group, we can't buy the fireworks. So the city works with us, and they actually purchase the fireworks, and then we pay them back for that. We get some public funds. We get some grants and things like that, and that helps a little bit. But most of our funds for this event come from the community, so donations or people coming out and supporting our fundraising event. So really, it's an all-year-round project. We start planning right after the 4th. We start planning for next year, and we get going on it, and we always have a great time and a great show.
Is there opportunity for people tonight to donate if they'd like?
Yes, we will have a donation stand set up as you come in. It's a free will donation, so don't feel like you have to give anything. But we do appreciate it. It helps support this year's fireworks. And if you can't make it out to the fireworks, but you still feel like you want to make a donation, you can send that donation to P.O. Box 522 Atlantic, Iowa. And that'll get to us. And we get donations coming in even weeks after the 4th. And we can always put it to next year's show, too. And then there'll be we'll be driving around some of the sites around the fireworks. Some people go to the roads and parks around the airport. And we do come around and ask for donations to those people, too. So if you see us come around, please make a donation. It'll help us do an even better show.
I just got to keep on keeping on if you want this show to continue. And I think there's a pretty good history of a great fireworks show in Atlantic. And, you know, people plan around that. So it just makes it a really special celebration. Let's talk about JCs. We'll come back to fireworks in a minute. I have another question or two. But let's talk about JCs. Who are members? Who can be members of JCs?
Well, you know, we're pretty open to everyone. It's just a young person organization. So anyone between the ages of 18 and 40 can be a JC. And what JC stands for is Junior Chamber. So what we do is we try to develop young business people or young people in the community into good leaders. Okay, so JC's is not only involved in giving back to the community, but we're also involved in building young people and building leadership roles in young people, allowing them to maybe be in charge of a project like the 4th of July's or our comedy club. So things like that that they might not have ever been a part of before, never had the responsibility of doing. And we help them out, help them along the way. Help them maybe with public speaking. Maybe they'll have to go to a meeting and ask people for money, which is, you know, is something that is not easy to do for everyone. But we do it in a way that builds their character, builds them into a better member of the community. And we have a lot of fun along the way. We make sure we have social time and that we can enjoy each other's company and you know, hang out with people our own age.
And for somebody new in the community, or young people coming in the community. You know, I've heard it's really difficult to get acquainted. Well, here's an opportunity.
That's right. You know, a lot of our members are not originally from Atlantic, so they don't have that network of friends and family here. And this is a great way to come out and meet a lot of people, get instant friends, and really become familiar with the other businesses and other leaders in the community.
Lots of advantages for being a JC member. Is there a fee?
Yeah, you know, it's a small fee. It's $50 a year, and that covers your membership for the whole year. But the great thing is a lot of businesses, if you're working in the community, will actually pay that membership for you. So especially if the owner or the manager of that business was a JC at one time, and we have great community support. Almost everyone in Atlantic knows someone that was a JC or was a JC themselves at one time. So, you know, that's really where we get our great support is from the past JCs, and they really do a great job of supporting us.
Well, it's really important, as you mentioned, the developing that leadership in younger people. The people who have been leaders and are still giving some leadership, they're going to go away someday. And so, you know, you've got to have some form of development there. And as you mentioned, a sort of a comfortable place when you're working with other people your own age and all of you sort of on a learning level.
You know, that's right. I've had the opportunity to work with the JCs almost 10 years now, but I'm getting up there and I hate to say it, I'm past my middle 30s now. And, you know, eventually in a couple more years, I'm going to be aged out of the JC. So we always need an influx of new young leaders. And it's a great way to really help your community and help yourself at the same time.
What's the next project, Brad?
Our next project coming up will be some yard sales. We'll have a citywide garage sale probably coming up in the fall. And then we're hoping to start a new project for the fall time. So we're taking some ideas for that. So there might be something interesting coming your way out there in the next couple months.
All right. We should be watching and listening because I know you need to keep that interest going and always, as you say, giving back to the community. Okay, remind us again about what's happening tonight and who's running the show.
Yeah, out at the airport, we're going to have our fireworks, and we open up the doors at 6, so you can come out anytime after 6. We have food, we have music, we have bounce houses for the kids, so That's all starting at 6, and then we'll go ahead and start lighting the fireworks at dusk.
All right. So come on out to the Atlantic Airport to enjoy a great 4th of July celebration. We want to thank you very much, Brad Pierbolt, for visiting with us today, and you have a great 4th of July. Until next time, here's a thought. Don't follow the crowd. Direct it.